Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Oh, my God. Okay, what's going on? It's brought to you by CECF Wish Foundation.
Okay, so Food and Wine this weekend, I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm also excited about this. So, you know how Target sells wine? They sell other brands. So when I'm shopping there for the things I shop for at Target, I'll go down the wine aisle and be like, oh, yeah, that's on sale. I'll get that. Target is now coming out with their own wine collection. And it's going to be less than $10. It's called, are you ready for this creative name? The Collection. they're going to have really pretty labels, which is always nice. Five varieties. They're going to have two reds, two whites, and a rosé. So a cab, a red blend, a chardonnay, a pinot, and a rosé. So that's pretty cool. March 3rd.
Is it in a bottle or a box like you have?
I don't drink out of the box, although they do make some rather good box wines lately. I do not purchase them on the regular. However, they're getting better at it.
Really? Does it come with a screwdriver, or do you still have to try to poke it with your thumb?
God, that's the hardest part. But the cool part about box wine is it's like four bottles in one box.
I know.
And it stays chilled.
I don't know why you just don't get one of those things next time you're at Florida Hospital. Steal a little thing with the hooks. You could do it like a bag.
Oh,
yeah,
love
do the
that.
IV.
Do the IV.
I found a wine purse, you guys, and it's got, not even kidding you, and it's the lining, so it's lined, and the wine just layers the inside of the purse, and then there's a straw that comes out, so you can still use it as a purse and then drink wine whilst doing your daily activities.
Wow. Too bad you didn't have that when you were chaperoning your son's field trip at SeaWorld.
God knows I needed it.
No, she was wearing the Bud Light hat with the hoses came down.
I wish I was like, oh, I need to drink so badly, and this is the one trip I can't drink on because there's children. Jack in the Box is testing a new sort of French fry. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
This is not your regular French fry, and it's not even like a poutine kind of thing.
I wish they'd test a new mascot. That guy's creepy.
I know. Burger dippers.
Huh? What's that?
So they're French fries made out of cheeseburgers. Basically, they put breading around a cheese, browned up cheeseburger, and then they deep fry them. So picture a mozzarella stick.
Where's the closest? Is there one here?
I don't know if there's a Jack in the Box here.
I don't think so.
I'll have a cheeseburger, and I want my fries to be cheeseburgers, too.
God.
Oh, my God. That sounds incredible.
Doesn't it? So it's a picture of a mozzarella stick. Excuse me. I'm sorry. My grandmother's rolling over in her grave. A mozzarella stick. And then, but it's cheeseburger inside instead.
Oh.
Yeah. That sounds amazing, doesn't it? Here's something. You have plants in your house, right? Are you good with plants?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm terrible with plants. My New Year's resolution was to get a better green thumb because I want to start planting herbs, right? I can water them and they still die. I don't know what happens. Now, millennials, this might be the first thing I agree with millennials. They're hiring consultants to help keep their plants alive.
What?
I wish my girlfriend would have done that. I was gone this past week and I came back and they were all dead.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? She's like, I didn't know I had to water them. I was like, this is all I need.
Yeah. But see, they get confusing, because I can relate, because they get confusing of, this one needs sunlight, this one needs a little sunlight, this one needs a lot of sunlight.
Don't that's very confusing.
Sun. Well, there's some that's like, don't put this in the sun, do put this in the sun. I just plant things, and I put them outside, and then I water them every day, and I hope for the best.
Probably overwatering, too.
Yeah.
Well, see, then there's that. Some need water every day, some don't. I just can't be bothered with it. I need a consultant like these millennials.
I can't be bothered.
It is.
Consultant.
I do, but it's around $300. That's a lot of money. So I don't plant things.
I'm going to be a plant consultant and be like, yeah, it needs a little bit of light and some water. You'd be all set. That'll be $300.
He's my plant consultant. He comes in the office every day and waters the plants and does the ones that need watering properly.
Like what I did to your plant when I first started working here and I took over and I just started.
You killed it. You murdered my plant.
It was dead.
It was not dead. I've had a plant here for 7 years.
Crunchy.
I've had this plant here. She came and one day killed it.
It was brown and crunchy. The thing was dead.
It was one little branch that was brown and crunchy. She killed the whole thing.
He ripped it out by its roots and threw it in the trash.
Well, it was
God
fall,
forbid,
Jill.
Your husband gets like a little wrinkle on one of his hands. We'll have to cut the entire arm off.
I'm only that way with green things. People and animals I keep alive really, really well. Thank goodness. Bodes well for me. Plants I just can't do. So Kim Kardashian's really mad and she can't stay silent any longer. Would you like to know why?
No.
It's a new cause. It's not Jussie Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
It's not releasing, you know, wrongfully convicted people from prison. She is very upset of the knockoffs of her dresses that are being released because designers work so hard and I don't think it's fair, but people have knockoff dresses and I can't stay silent any longer. That's a direct quote, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, she said she can't stay silent any longer, and now she's going to speak out. She said, it's devastating.
So where are the dresses being sold?
Oh, by the way, the dress looks like she put it on backwards. So it's got straps. I have a picture of it. I'll try
I
to put
saw
it, up.
It. I saw it.
And
yeah.
I, you know, I said to her, Kim, it's okay. My son does this all the time. What you want to do is the label goes in the back, and then you should be okay. So yeah, she's mad about that. She's speaking out, Rick. She's done. She's tired of it.
All right, well.
Hi, it's Kim Kardashian. Crap. And there is a problem that affects the world as a community. This horrible thing that is happening must end. And I cannot sit idly by and let this injustice continue. I am doing something about it. Yes, I am speaking, of course, about actresses and people everywhere ripping off my strapless, armless, legless, crotchless outfits. Like the ones I'm wearing in this picture. See it?
Kim, I can't really see the picture very well.
Oh, you can't, Mr. Engineer? How about now?
Can you bring it in here to my booth so I can get a closer look and make copies of it?
Okay, well, one sec. So, to help combat this problem, I'm here to say, stop it. Stop doing that. Stop ripping off my strapless, armless, legless, and crotchless outfits. I'm serious. Thank you.
Okay, that's a wrap. Let me see that picture now.
Okay, coming.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.